Welcome to Jess Williamson, the podcast where we build businesses for life. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, Amanda Riffey. She is one of my incredible clients that I worked with throughout Business for Life, my iconic leadership mastermind, and now we're continuing to work together in my one-on-one mentorship. But she is an incredible certified career and mindset coach. And what I love about Amanda is she just feels the fear and does it anyway. So this episode is going to be for you. If you have ever had any big goals that maybe feel a little bit stretchy, a little bit out of your comfort zone, but you just know deep down that you are so capable of it, because we are going to unpack some of the mindset shifts that she had to make, some of the incredible wins that she had, which included doubling her highest income month ever in just the first few months of working together, by the way. She created a whole new role for herself at her corporate job, which meant she could reduce her hours, do the work that she truly felt called to do, and spend more time growing her business and impacting people in a major, major way. Plus, she's now a thought leader, being invited onto TV, not just once, but multiple times to share her thoughts on women in business, in careers, and women in leadership, which is so incredible, as well as just running her first ever major event that she pulled off in just 3 months, by the way. So she is the definition of making big moves, and I'm so excited to dive right in. Let's get into the episode. Hey, Amanda. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to have this chat with you.
I am super pumped to be here. Thanks, Jess.
Oh, I was looking forward to this for so long because you are the definition of feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And when I was counting, I actually got my fingers out and I was like counting how many months have we been working together or when did we meet? And it was only 7 months. And like the stuff you have achieved, the stuff you have done, not just in your business, but in your life, in your legacy, in your personal brand, is stuff that usually would take people years to achieve, and you have done it in 7 short months. So I want to unpack some of that mindset behind it, some of your journey as well, because I think it's super inspiring, but also we're going to share the real sides of everything at the same time. So let's just dive right in. I want to know firstly, what made you embark on this journey and get started in the coaching and the incredible work that you do now?
Well, I have worked in learning and development for 10 years. And I had gotten to a point in my career where I felt comfortable. Some people might be like, well, why is that a problem? But I was felt like I was just going through the motions. And I'm somebody who doesn't like to sit on their potential. And so I just went through and really pulled out the elements of my job and my work that I loved doing, and then just did days of internet research to figure out what I could do with those skills and with those passions. And that's when I came across coaching. And from there, I said, okay, how do I get certified in this? How do I go be a real coach? And I just went down that path and I have not looked back since.
So, so good. You were just like, oh, I found it. And then I did this. And then of course I was ended up here, you know, like, of course I did. But I want to talk a little bit about, so once you had gotten certified, what did it then look like? What was your business looking like, let's say 7 months ago before we started to work together?
So I was someone that I got my certification and then I was like, okay, my business is just going to take off now because I've done all the things, I've done all the planning, I've done all the preparing. I'm going to launch this into the world and I'm going to be super successful at it. Of course, that's not totally how it works. And when you and I met, I was really stuck. I had worked with a coach in the spring and I did not have a great experience with that coach. And it really made me question a lot of the things in my business and a lot of the things that I felt called to be doing because I felt like they were wrong because I needed to follow this other path. And I was really unsure of who even my client was. I was really unsure of my pricing. I was really unsure of my business model. I mean, unsure of all of it, except that I knew I wanted to do coaching. Then that's when you and I started working together and things have just completely taken a 180 since then.
Oh, massive. So what were some of the goals that you had coming into, obviously we worked together firstly in Business for Life. So what were some some of your goals coming into that?
Coming into Business for Life, I loved your messaging around creating a business for your life and not the other way around. And that was where I think I was feeling so conflicted from, because a lot of the strategies and the things that I had seen before did not align with the life that I wanted to live and the reason why I started out on my own business and why I started coaching, to be honest. And so all of your messaging around being able to work less and accomplish more and create a business that really flows with your life was what drew me to the Business for Life, which is apparently very well named, because that was exactly why I wanted to join.
Amazing. Okay. So you came in ready to take action. And I think that is definitely one of your biggest superpowers, is saying, you know what? I see this goal. I know there are maybe fears, there are maybe limiting beliefs, maybe there is some tweaks we need to make to strategy, but I'm ready to take action. Like, throw it at me and I'm ready to go. So what were some of the biggest wins that you had throughout those 3 months?
Well, first of all, I would say probably one of my biggest wins came from the shift in my corporate job. So when you and I started working together, I was working 40 plus hours a week in my corporate job in learning and development and really wanting to grow this business with the time that I had to spare. I'm also a mom, a wife, a friend, you know, all of those things too. So time is limited for me for sure. And one of the things that I was able to accomplish with these mindset shifts and the strategies was I was able to shift the responsibilities of my corporate role to move into coaching and to be able to reduce my hours at my corporate job as well. So during Business for Life, I was able to reduce my hours down to 32 hours a week, which gave me one whole day in the week to work solely on my business, which for me was incredible because I was already doing all of these things in the little pockets of time that I had. And so to be able to focus that all in one day really let the flow start happening. I would say the other piece that was a huge win for me was I doubled my highest revenue month during Business for Life. And it was one of those things that you would think when I say that out loud, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And it was. But what's crazy about it is I didn't even realize it. You had to ask, hey, go looking for those wins. I think some of you have had the highest revenue months you've ever had. And I had to go back and look at that and really take the time to celebrate myself. And I think that has taught me so much about stopping and celebrating all of the wins. Because yes, I'm somebody who takes a lot of action, but that can also sometimes be to my detriment because then I forget to go back and celebrate because I'm already thinking about the next thing.
It's massive. And I love that you brought that up because I was like giving a little hint to the group. I was like, pretty sure someone might have just hit their biggest income month. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. And the importance with this, and I always encourage in all of my mastermind groups and my membership and everywhere for everyone to celebrate their wins. And a lot of time people look at it like, oh, it's a nice to do. Like, just give me the strategy. I'll celebrate my wins when I finally feel successful. But the problem is we continue to hit our biggest income months, or, you know, we surpass our goal that we didn't even realize we have surpassed. And then we actually start to lose momentum because when we keep focusing on what we haven't yet done, when we actually face a challenging time, that's when we beat ourselves up even more versus having that muscle built where it's like, okay, this time is challenging, but what is going right for me? And it really is a muscle because I remember certain people in the group every single Friday, I would say, share your wins. And we'd have, you know, a bunch of you guys jumping in and sharing your wins. But there were a few people that just would avoid the question every single week. And I noticed, but I wasn't going to push them because by the end of it, they were jumping onto it. They started to do it, but they couldn't find the wins. And so if you're someone listening right now and you know, you're like Amanda or even myself in the past where you're just so quick to take action that you're already onto the next goal, you're already onto bigger and better because you've achieved that, then just take a moment moment to pause and look for the wins, it is going to be challenging. And your mind is going to say, I can't find any, or maybe there's this little thing that I could grasp at, but can't find anything else. And I would encourage you to write the most complete list and do it regularly, because we need to build up that awareness muscle that says, hey, you actually are achieving things. And what that does is then build self-trust, self-belief. And like I said, in those challenging times, you're going to get through them a whole lot easier, because they're going to come. They're going to come whether you like it or not. And so I love that you shared that. After Business for Life, you'd had some incredible growth personally, shifted your business, you know, attracting dream clients. And then we started to work together inside of Iconic Leadership, which is a whole new realm of I am the icon. I am the public figure. I am going beyond my core business and I'm ready to be on TV. I'm ready to be on podcasts. I'm ready to enter that icon era. And let me tell you, if I had a definition of the stuff you've done and what that program was about, you have done it, because we are sitting here 2 days after you ran your first ever major event in Colorado to a full house. You had a whole lot of the people flew interstate for this event, and there is not another event in this space. And I know you identified a gap where there's a lot of these fun kind of events for entrepreneurs, but when it came to maybe focusing a little bit more on the corporate, it was still pretty stuffy or made for men, or you have to wear a damn suit. And it's like, that is not the vibe at all. So you ran your first event. You've also been on TV. You've got multiple slots booked in, and it's just incredible watching all of your growth. And I know a lot of that was mindset and updating your concept of self. Like, you know what? 7 months ago, I was a coach with a certificate. Now I am a leader, a thought leader in this industry, in my space. And I know that a lot of these things, you felt the fear and you did it anyway. I remember on our first call, I said, what are your biggest dreams, like biggest goals in the next year or two? And you said, you know what, eventually, like long, long, long term, I'd love to run an event. And I said, no, we're doing it right now. And I think you freaked out a little bit. But here we are sitting here and you just ran it. And I know you impacted these women on a whole new level. So can you talk us through how you just make this happen? Because I know there's a lot of people who maybe are sitting there thinking, I'd love to run an event, but not until a year's time, or not until 5 years time, or I'd love to be on TV, but I'm not ready for that. And it's really about taking that action and feeling the fear and doing it anyway, because now you've run an event. Next time you do it, it's going to feel less scary and you can do it even bigger or better. And so what is the key to feeling the fear and doing it anyway?
Good question. Because you are completely right. All of those things, I always say I was equal parts terrified and exhilarated, like all at the same time. And for me, it's now I almost look forward to the fear, because I know that that means there's something amazing on the other side. I might not know exactly what it is yet. I might think I know what it is, but I know it means I'm growing, and I know it means there's something incredible for me on the other side. And when we think about the event, I brought it up because it was something that I wanted to do. It was a dream of mine. And just like we were talking about before, you reflected back to me of, what's stopping you from doing that right now? And so it forced me to think of it through another lens. And I remember I just told this story at my event too, I was just spouting off all of the reasons why I couldn't do that right now. I don't have the money. I don't have the credibility. I don't have the connections. What if no one comes? Basically, I'm not ready was the main theme of those. But as I was saying it out loud, I could start to hear it as limiting beliefs. I could start to hear it as, wow, this really sounds like I'm making a lot of excuses. And it was all because I had to say it out loud. I had to get it out of my own head and hear it through a different lens to say, you know what? Those are beliefs. Those aren't truths. And if they're beliefs, those are things that we can shift. And so I think for me, it's being able to confront those limiting beliefs and see them for what they are. They're just thoughts that we've thought for a really long time. And that, I think, is the key for me to be able to push through to the other side.
Yeah, I love that. Firstly, we need to actually become aware of our own bullshit sometimes and be like, okay, I see what you're doing. But quite often we turn a blind eye because, you know what? As long as we ignore it, we don't have to do it. We don't have to overcome it. So identifying those first is key. And then you can, of course, shift those beliefs. But then also the solutions are very simple. It's like, okay, I don't have the money to run this big scale event that I would love to run. How can I get the money? And then we spoke about negotiating and getting sponsors on board and all of these incredible things. I remember the first deal that you got done was like thousands of dollars worth that you were like, you know what, Jess, I'm scared as hell, but okay, I'm going to go in and ask for this. And it was thousands of dollars that you then were able to put back into the event and make it even more incredible. And so sometimes we really can overcomplicate things as well. And so looking for those different options on, I've got this problem. What are all the ways that I could solve it? If I don't have the connections, how can I make the connections, find the connections? You went on a LinkedIn spree on hitting people up, making those connections, leveraging other connections. And so there's always a way. Usually we just choose to stay blind to those beliefs. So that in itself takes a lot of self-leadership. And you really do have that level of self-leadership where you just say, okay, I'm going to call myself out here, because I remember that pretty much our first ever conversation, you were like, Jess, Business for Life sounds amazing. I'm going to have a look. And then you came back and then you thought, had a few questions and then you went away and then you came back again. And then you were like, you know what? I'm just going to think about it, which of course, like thinking about it is fair when you're making an investment. But I think it was within a few hours, you came back and you were like, you know what, Jess, I've got to just let my ego down. My limiting beliefs were actually going really loud in my head. And I mean, already paid, let's go, done, dusted. And I'm making that move. But I do see a lot of people hold themselves back from whether it's growth opportunities, whether it's asking for what they want, whether it's investing in a mentor or a coach, because they let this inner talk them out of it. Like, what if it doesn't work out? Oh, I've had a bad experience in the past. What if this is like that as well? Or what if I lose the money? Or what if I go in there and I decide I don't want to do my business anymore? And there's so many different things that can come up. What were the beliefs that were coming up for you? And then how did you shift those as well? Because this, again, comes back to feeling the fear of doing it anyway.
Well, I would say the beliefs that came up were every single thing you just said. I was like, wow, did I tell you that? Because that was exactly what was going through my mind. I felt like I got burned before. I had invested so much money. I told myself I wasn't going to invest anymore that year. I was just going to do it on my own. And, you know, all of those stories. But there was something that made me reach out to you. And that was what I had to come back to, was the quick action I took in that moment was the quick action I needed to trust. And I remember I was typing out a message. So I had gone on a walk. I had done all these things. Like, I was trying to get all of these things to get clarity on, what am I supposed to do? Should I invest in this or should I not? And I was typing out a message to someone who I trust. And I was like, okay, here are the things. What should I do? But before I hit send on that text, I went back through it and I said, I know what my answer is, because I could tell by the way that I wrote it that I was trying to get her to say, yes, you should do it. And I didn't even send the text. That was when I instead messaged you and was like, forget about it. I'm in. I had to work through some things in my head. I'm 100% in, because it just felt right. But it was the logical side of me that was trying to talk myself out of it.
And I can't tell you the amount of times that I've invested in things where I maybe didn't quite have the money. And while I don't recommend that, but like, I've had times where I could have very easily thought, there are so many logical reasons why I should not do this right now. But those are the things that I never regret doing. And I actually think if something feels somewhat stretchy, it is the right move for you. Because if it feels like a super comfortable move, then it's like, are you really playing big enough? Are you really allowing yourself to dream big enough, or even say, you know what, this bigger level of success is meant for me? And so when we feel a little bit stretched, usually that's the right move. And following that intuition is so, so important. And I love how you just lead yourself with so much self-honesty and then do it anyway. I would love to finish this off because you have so much incredible wisdom. You obviously just filled out an entire event there in Colorado, sharing all of your incredible wisdom and changing lives. Is there any last piece of advice that you could share for someone who is on their journey to success? I mean, we never stop on the journey to success. What would your advice be?
Everything that I want to say, we've talked about. So I want to think of something different because my main things would be lean into that fear, take the quick action. But I would say the other thing is you don't have to do this alone. And I am huge on surrounding myself with other powerhouse women, other like-minded individuals who want to move as fast as I do and support me and my big dreams. And that has just meant the world to me while I've been, for example, planning this event or going on TV or doing all of these things that I am inside terrified to do, but I know it's the right thing. It's been my community, my network, you, right? All of those people behind me in those moments where I'm doubting myself to give me the courage to keep going, to keep moving so that I can get to that other side.
Oh, I love it. We could honestly talk for years, I think, because before we started this, I said, I think we need 5 podcast episodes worth of all the things I wanted to cover, but we covered so, so much. And I know this is going to be so valuable regardless of where anyone's at on their journey. I think we all need these reminders from time to time. So thank you so much for sharing your incredible wisdom. Where can people find you? Soak up all of your magic.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on. I could chat to you all day. I absolutely love it. For people to find me, the easiest one is Instagram. I'm at AmandaRiffey_coaching. I am also on LinkedIn. If you're a LinkedIn person, it's just Amanda Riffey right there. But Instagram is where all the fun happens. So at AmandaRiffey_coaching.
Amazing. And what about your podcast?
And I do have a podcast that I started while in business for life. So that was another major goal that I accomplished then. So my podcast is called Unleashing You with Amanda Riffey. And I do episodes every 2 weeks. And I would absolutely love for you to join me over there too.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Amanda. And definitely go and check out her podcast. She has so much incredible wisdom and interviews some really incredible guests as well. So thanks for joining me, Amanda. And I will speak to you very, very soon.
Thank you.
I hope this episode has brought you so much inspiration, igniting that fire under your butt and giving you some clarity to go and implement into your business right now. Because without implementation, there is no reward. So if you have loved this episode, thank you for hanging out with me today. And if you would like to go deeper, I am updating my free trainings all of the time. The link is in the show notes. And these are not your surface level free trainings. These are actual deep trainings that I share with my mastermind students. So if you would like to get some more guidance on your business, then click the link in the show notes and you can dive into some of my free trainings that I'm updating regularly. I'll see you on the next episode.